coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by a couple of Maine Nordiques, Captain Damon Myers and Braden Frank. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for having us.
Can't complain.
Absolutely. Can't complain. Not even at 7 in the morning, Braden?
No, not yet.
No, all right. Well, we appreciate that because sometimes they do.
These guys never complain. The Nords don't complain.
Sometimes we've had a couple of Nords that have complained.
Some sleepyheads.
Yeah.
All right.
But the 7 a.m.
I was giving them credit.
Well, some of them have to drive an hour to get here.
That's true. Are you guys local?
Yeah, I'm like 10 minutes away.
So. Nice.
Yeah.
Not far.
Five.
Not the Hollowell crew, right?
Right?
Like, we got a couple guys that are coming all the way down from Augusta.
So. Yeah.
I don't blame them for being sleepy.
We're going to talk to Damon and Braden all about Maine Nordiques hockey and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, October 22nd.
Victims and family members of the October 25th tragedy are joining former Maine Governor Paul LePage in calling for transparency from the Maine Community Foundation. After $6.6 million was raised, only $4.7 million was allocated to 162 victims, family members, and survivors. The other $1.9 million was spent on local groups, some of which had no connection to victim support.
The Lewiston City Council voted unanimously to censure councilors Joshua Najin and Scott Harriman over communicating with a city employee through the encrypted messaging service Signal. Mayor Carl Schilling said in a statement, quote, "In my time as mayor, there has never been a clearer example of wrongdoing by those who knew what's right." Both councilors are still allowed to vote and speak at meetings.
The City of Lewiston Sanford Seniors Program is back for this winter. Eligible residents can place their orders for a 5-gallon bucket of sand to help with winter safety. Orders will be accepted through November 10th. For more information or to order your bucket, call Lewiston Public Works at 513-3003.
And the Auburn Fire Department recognized 4 firefighters celebrating anniversaries in October. Lieutenant Mark Boulay has been with the department for 34 years.
Wow.
Lieutenant Rob Dumont for 25 years, and Lieutenant Adam Salvi and Private Aaron Warner each celebrated 8 years with AFD.
Wow. Impressive.
Very. Now it's time for the weather.
Weather? Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. Oh, boy. As Pam would say.
That's a lovely song.
Thank you. And rain today with some sunshine breaking through later this afternoon. We'll have a high around 59 and a low of 42. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 55 and low of 41. And early morning sunshine gives way to cloudy skies on Friday with highs in the mid-50s.
In sports, Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers 4-3. It was an emotional return to TD Garden for Brad Marchand, who spent 16 seasons in Boston before being traded to Florida. The Bruins have lost 5 in a row.
That's a lot.
Damon, you're from Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm from Worcester.
Are you a Bruins fan?
I'm actually not, but I do support the Bruins. I'm actually a Sharks fan. But,
oh, we're going to get into that.
Yeah, my dad used to work for the Worcester Sharks.
Oh, okay.
The AHL team, yeah. But I do still like the Bruins. A lot of my friends are Bruins fans, so yeah. we were all watching the game last night. It was a crazy finish.
It was nuts.
Yeah. So.
And Braden, North Carolina?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So, Hurricanes?
No, I was born in Michigan, so I'm a Detroit fan.
Gotcha.
Ah,
All right. Well, I'm batting 1,000 over here.
Yeah. ask me.
We know. The Bruins have lost 5 in a row. They'll go for 6 tomorrow night. at
no, they
home
won't.
against the Anaheim Ducks. I don't know. I'm not very optimistic about this season.
Well, we always have the Celtics.
That's right.
Right? They open their season at home against the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at 7:30, and Maine's Cooper Flagg will make his NBA debut as the Dallas Mavericks will host the San Antonio Spurs at 9:30.
Central Maine Community College women's volleyball lost to New Hampshire Technical Institute 3-2 in the Yankee Small College Conference quarterfinals.
And the Maine Nordiques will host the Rochester Junior Americans. Wait, excuse me. The Maine Nordiques will host the stinking Rochester Junior Americans on Friday and Saturday in Auburn.
The Lewiston Maniacs face off against the Connecticut Chiefs on Thursday at 7 p.m. in Lewiston.
And the 5-2 Patriots will host the 2-5 Cleveland Browns on Sunday afternoon.
That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment. That is
Swimming!
The Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 22nd, shall we?
All right.
All right. We're going to start off with Shaggy. Not from Scooby-Doo.
The other one.
Yeah, the rapper. The reggae rapper Shaggy.
It wasn't me. He's
57 years old today. Yeah, that was one of his big hits.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Also, Boombastic. In the Summertime. Oh, Carolina.
Angel.
Angel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Actor Bob Odenkirk, 63 years old today, of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul fame.
And Mr. Show.
Mr. Show, absolutely. He collaborated so with David Cross on that.
That's such a good show.
It's the best. He recently starred in the films Nobody and Nobody 2. He decided he wanted to be an action star when he was like in his late 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah, as one does.
I was going to say, those are action movies, right?
Yeah. Neat. Oh, look at this next one, Sarah. You're going to be okay?
Oh, I don't know.
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh!
73 years old today.
I love him.
Yeah.
73?
73. You think he's still wearing those leather pants?
I hope so. I love that guy. Jurassic Park, Independence Day, come on.
Yeah. And rounding out FPBs for October the 22nd is actor Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, another one.
Who's 87 years old today. Mm-hmm. I think many of us know him as Dr. Emmett Brown.
Yes.
From the Back to the Future trilogy.
Where we are going, we don't need roads.
There you go. Yeah. And Taxi.
Taxi, that's right.
He won a couple of Emmys. He was on Taxi from 78 to 83.
Judge Doom also.
That's right.
Yeah, he was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yep. Yep. He's been in a lot of great movies. Mm-hmm. You guys familiar with Back to the Future?
Yeah.
You've
yeah.
seen those?
Oh,
yeah.
All of them, yeah.
Awesome. Love it when the young kids watch movies from the 80s.
I know.
Those are your FPBs for October the 22nd. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Right?
They just smile politely, and I appreciate it.
They're like, what are we doing here?
Why are we here?
No, I think there's just those are new from the time last year.
They are, yes. We've upped our game, yeah. Damon. Oh, okay. Just like you guys. You yeah, guys exactly. improve every year, and we try to as well.
Oh, boy.
I was trying to think. I was like, was that in the last
that's,
year?
No, that's new. That's Mark's newest creation.
Yeah, that's what happens when they leave me at home with recording equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. And AI.
No AI in that.
Oh, they didn't write it for you? It happened on this day? No? You came up with all that on your own?
I wrote all of the lyrics myself. Took me 7 weeks, but here we are.
All right, I'm going to do this one for you. 32 years ago in 1993, Rudy was released, starring Sean Astin as Notre Dame football stud Rudy Ridinger.
He was 5'0".
100 and nothing.
100 and nothing. And he made the team.
That's right.
Who knew? Oh, you got a Taylor Swift in there, too.
You want me to put it? Not everyone loves T-Swizzle like I do, but 13 years ago in 2012, Taylor Swift released her Red album. That's the one with We Are Never, Ever Getting Back Together and Begin Again.
How does the Red album rank among the
Taylor Swift discography? It's not my favorite.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
I like that. Folklore is probably my favorite.
Okay.
37 years ago in 1988, Elton John sold out Madison Square Garden for the record 26th time.
Wow.
I know.
He's pretty good, that Elton John.
Yeah, he's all right. 56 years ago in 1969, Led Zeppelin 2 was released, featuring the Monster Jam, Whole Lotta Love.
Absolute classic. Whole Lotta Love. There.
I know that one. And 63 years ago in 1962, John F. Kennedy ordered a naval quarantine of Cuba until Fidel Castro removed Russian missiles from his country. Russia finally backed down, ending the Cuban Missile Crisis.
A great day in American history.
Great day.
There you go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 22nd.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Always tell a friend or family member where you are going. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
We shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Mae Nordiques, Damon Myers, and Braden Frank. Damon, I want to start with you because it's a big year for you. You were named captain of the team.
Yeah.
How did all that go down?
Pretty much at the end of last season, when we were just having our exit meetings, you know, I think I got some good recommendations from some of the older guys, some of the our leaders from last year that, you know, I'd gotten really close with, and, you know, I kind of showed by the end of last year that I was willing to make the next step and improve not only in, like, my game and being a better player this year and, like, getting a bigger role, but being a, more of a leader. Not that I wasn't last year, but we had a lot of older guys and a lot of guys in leadership, so I was just trying to do my best last year, whereas this year, being the captain of the team and trying to be a leader for all the guys that are new to the team and our returners too. So yeah, it's definitely been a crazy few months here, just trying to be, especially with a lot of the drama this past summer. But yeah, you know, dealing with that and then, you know, putting my best foot forward throughout the season and playing as good of hockey as I can so far. So
nice.
Yeah. How was the announcement made? Did they get the whole team together and make the announcement? Or
yeah, he did at the start of training camp, which I didn't expect him to do, to be honest. But yeah, he made it at the start of training camp, and I knew for the whole summer. But yeah, he made the announcement, so that was pretty cool. Just hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, and what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, I've always tried to be a leader and be a role model, but this team means a lot to me, and especially as good of a group as we had last year and how close we were almost. I mean, it's just another opportunity for me to lead this team into the Robertson Cup playoffs and then strive for a championship, and that's our ultimate goal. So
yeah,
if I can be the captain to do that, it'd mean a lot to me and how much this community means to me. It'd be awesome. So
I love that it's October and we're already talking Robertson Cup playoffs.
Eyes on the prize.
I love it.
I mean, we're always just focused on the weekend, but I mean, in the back of everyone's heads, that's the ultimate goal. So it's, you can't take one game off or you might end up missing the playoffs. So
Braden, what do you think of Damon as a selection for captain of the Maine Nordiques?
Oh, he's a pretty good captain. I got a couple call-up games last year, and I was on a line with him a few of them, and he helped me through it. I was pretty nervous. I mean, playing in the Colisée, and he talked me through it, and it helped me, and he's been pretty good this year. He's been real good, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a little humble. He scored a goal in like one of his first few shifts in his first ever game last year. So
right. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're not going to allow you to be humble on this.
No. You can brag a little bit. It's okay.
Yeah. Braden, how did you become a Maine Nordique?
Skrillex saw I could fight. That's about how.
Enough said.
Alrighty.
Yeah. No. It was like 3 years ago, they got a 16s Academy team, and I was on that team, and basically just worked my way up through the pipeline, and this year I got my chance to play in the NAL, so that's about it. Yeah,
yeah. But how'd you learn how to fight?
Skrillex told me I had to go fight. Yeah, I never like grew up fighting, and I mean I play a pretty physical game, and I hit. And yeah. Skrillex said like, you know, you're gonna have to fight this year. So I've just started like fighting, and a couple of the older guys like Hutch Rose and Henry Butte, they've been teaching me how to fight a little bit, so I don't get knocked out after the games. But yeah.
What are the nuances of fighting on the ice?
Keep your chin tucked, I guess, or keep your chin tucked, and
okay.
Just throw as many punches as you can.
Are you swinging out or are you swinging up?
Oh, I'm swinging out every time. Yeah, yeah.
Haymakers.
Black out. Yeah, I kind of just black out. I'm like, I get knocked out. Yeah.
So you said you didn't grow up fighting.
No, I didn't grow up fighting. I was my dad was an All-American wrestler, so like I kind of knew how to fight, but like I'm not fighting during 18U hockey. I'm just out there having fun, like, you know, scoring a ton of goals. I was a skill guy back in the day, you know, but then I came here and now I'm like, you know, the tough guy. Gotta throw the body around and fight, so yeah.
Yeah, Skrlik likes a tough team.
Yeah.
Right?
You gotta be a little
tough.
It's
a gritty team.
Yeah.
Damon, we had, I believe, your roommates on a couple weeks ago, right? We had Ash and Ash.
We all listened to the podcast over dinner that night. So, yeah, I actually had like an emergency dentist appointment two days before because I lost a tooth actually against Rochester last year in the playoffs. I blocked a shot, so I had to
go. With your face?
Yep.
As one does.
As one does. They look great, by the way.
People are wondering why I'm wearing the bubble. That's why. So I had to. My mom's been on me to get down at some point to schedule this appointment, so I had to go down. But yeah, that's why I missed it. I wanted to go in with those guys because we've been having a lot of fun over there. We're in Lewiston, and Aslan and Hutch have been great roommates. So we all listened to that. We had a good laugh at some of the stuff Hutch was saying. So. Hutch is the best. Yeah, he's a great roommate. And he's like one of the best like people I've ever met. So he's awesome.
Brayden, what's your living situation like? Who are you rooming with?
Oh, I got an apartment with a kid that I lived with last year. He's on the NA3 team, so I live in an apartment with him, and then that's about it. It's a pretty simple living situation right now. Yeah.
No billet dads or moms making you breakfast other guys.
I'm a great cook. I made tacos last night.
Ah, yeah.
He's loving them. Yeah. Tacos, eggs, pancakes. Yeah. Become a chef this year.
Yeah, we're the same way. We have to make all our food too, so every meal. We've become pretty good. Hutch is a good cook. Me and Hutch do all the meals, and then Aslan, he's on dish duty, so.
We actually did hear about that.
Yeah. You guys are learning life skills.
It's
like
crazy.
Cooking, knowing how to feed yourself and eat well is a major life skill. Is that something you sought out to do, Brayden, or was it done by necessity?
I don't know. I kind of just had to do it. Like I've been learning. Like the other day, I bought a 4 pounds of ground or 4 pounds of ground meat, and then like I left it in the fridge for 2 days, and I went back to cook it, and it was just gone. Like it was bad, and I was like, "Oh,
nuts!"
Yeah, I told my mom, and she's like, "You're an idiot." Like
2 days isn't very long.
Well, like some people look at like when it expires, and I just go in there, I just pick up what I see. Yeah,
got you.
Yeah.
Well, I hope this doesn't make me sick. It's a long bus ride.
Yeah.
Brayden, tell us about this past weekend against the Elmira Aviators. You guys came out with 4 points. Pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. We were dominant the first game. It was really fun. The bench was very energetic. And then the second game, we were a little tired, came off a little sluggish, and got yelled at between the first and second period. And we came out third, and we dominated, and we got the win. So it was really good. To get a sweep this weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and now, Damon, you have another big weekend, but this one's at home against Rochester, a team that gave you all you could handle last year.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's going to be a big weekend for us, you know. We've struggled against some of the better teams this year, so it's going to be a good test for us. I think we got the group to do it, and for a lot of the fans that, you know, were at our last home game and saw us get eliminated from the playoffs at home, you know, we're all of us returners are thinking about that and going into this season with a mentality that, you know, we got to beat Rochester every every chance we get. And it means a little bit more than some of these other games just because of who they are. And, you know, we hate them. Like, it's...
Yeah, they're the
worst.
They
really do. So, yeah.
They are the worst.
We're looking to get 4 points, but we're just looking to keep the winning streak going. You know, we had a bit of a slide after 2 games in Minnesota, you know, out of conference team. So we're looking to keep this going, three wins in our last 3 games. So this weekend would be a big sweep if we can get it. So
your game is at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Yep.
That's an unusual time.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. But I don't mind the 4 o'clock games. Just means that I can get to bed a little earlier
right.
after games because it usually takes us a while with like adrenaline and that. So
yeah, to come down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can go get your Buffalo Wild Wings and get to bed by 9.
There you go. Spoken like a mom.
That's right. That's right.
Damon, you touched on it earlier. You talked about a little bit of the drama in the offseason, that being the Nordiques for a while didn't have a home.
Yeah.
And for someone in your position, that's very concerning.
Yeah.
What was that like for you? What was that whole process like?
It was really, really, really interesting. You know, I mean, after the season, I told Skrlik that, you know, I was fully committed to coming back here and being the captain. So for me, it was never really a doubt that I was coming back, but there were definitely times throughout the summer that it was, are we even going to have a team? You know, like, there was a lot of rumors speculating. You'd hear something every day, a different article that'd come out. And when I heard we weren't going to stay in the Colosseum, obviously I was pretty disappointed, you know, just because of how cool that atmosphere is. It's definitely an older rink. Like, the rink we're playing at now, I think the ice sheet is better, but it's definitely just a different experience. You know, the home games we had last year were awesome. Yeah. But, I was a little disappointed that happened, but once we were thinking about shifting to a different rink, it was just, okay, like, that's fine. We're just going to have to adapt and move forward. And, you know, definitely times where you really didn't know if we were going to even have a team like that. Like I said, there was a lot of rumors. So for me, it was just trying to stay even keel, like not get too caught up in what the rumors were saying and trust who I was getting the information from. So by the end of the summer, when we finally got the information like released, I was like, okay, now it's go time. Like, all this stuff doesn't matter. Obviously, like, I felt for the fans. I was on the Facebook, I'd say, almost every day hearing a lot of what the fans had to say, and, you know, the extremely valid points. And I get all that stuff. I just, if I had one thing to say, if anyone's listening that, you know, maybe hasn't come to a game yet or whatnot, is that, you know, all the players, like, we're so excited to be back here and to represent this community. So all the drama with the ownership and whatnot, you know, we don't really have anything to do with that. And we want to put our best foot forward this year and you know, help the community as much as possible. Like, we're going to be back out in the community this year doing school visits and all that stuff. So we want to give back, but we also want to give a great product on the ice. And we think we do that. So, yeah, we're excited to keep going this year, and it's been a good start. Like, it's definitely different than the Colosseum, for sure, playing at Norway Savings Bank, but we all like to play there, so it's a good time, especially if we can get that rink packed. I think it'll be a pretty good experience,
I'm excited to see what you guys can do in that venue. I think once it fills up and the fans start going crazy again like they were last year, it's going to be pretty awesome there. Mm, yeah. Braden, any doubts for you throughout the offseason?
I mean, you can't not have doubts. I mean, you're reading stuff on Facebook, you're reading the articles that are coming out, and, like, you're sitting there like, oh, boy. And then I was supposed to come here with one of my best friends, and he ended up getting traded, so that kind of, like, that sucked. And so I called Nick Skrlik one day, and he, like, told me the rundown and told me everything and kind of, like, eased my mind. And then, you know, came up to training camp, and, I mean, then it felt like it was happening, so it felt good, It was nice to actually have a rink this year, and it's a lot better than the ice at the Colosseum. Like,
is it really?
Yeah, it feels
really
better underfoot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's just a different vibe with that when you have the 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I think.
Lot of. 100%. Yeah. I mean, it's the thing is that, like, a lot of the other rinks in our league are very similar, actually, that do. When they pack it, it feels like a crazy atmosphere. So, you know, I know it's going to take some time, and I know we've lost a lot of the trust of some people in this community. And obviously, the Colosseum is like a great watching experience. You know, even my billet dad was saying like that it's a little uncomfortable watching through the net. So I get that might be an issue too. But I mean, the more people we can get to come to the games, the better. So that's all we're about this year. And hopefully by the end of the season, we'll have that thing pretty close to full. So
yeah. Yeah. The product on the ice is awesome. Like you said, Damon, once, you know, you guys are getting out in the community, you're going to maintain that bond you had with this area.
Yeah.
And, Norway Savings Bank Arena is going to be packed pretty soon, and people are just going to keep going crazy for the Nordiques again, just like they did last year. Travel is a big factor in your lives, right? Especially by bus. I'm sure it's not that glamorous, but it's part of what you do. And some of those trips are, what, 12, 13 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, Maryland, Johnstown, get up there. So.
Right. Yikes. Yep. Right. So
Damon's got living the life. He's a vet, so he gets his own seat. He gets back there. He gets off the bus first, gets to the food first. I mean, I'm a rookie, so, like, I'm doing all the labor and everything. I mean, it's rough. It's rough.
Listen, everyone has to go through it. You know, I did last year, so I had to do all that stuff last year and even this year too. So I mean, even as the captain, I gotta be like a part time rookie at times. So, yeah.
Pretty soon, Braden, you'll be.
Hopefully,
you'll be first in line at the food counter.
Yeah, I like to eat, so like.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. What are you guys eating on the road? Because I know you try to eat well here. Right? At home?
When you're home.
Yeah.
You eating healthy meals and...
Yeah.
Well, I could say that, but I bought a box of cookies, donuts, some ice cream the other day. Like, you know, I try to keep my weight up so when I hit people it doesn't hurt as bad, but no. Yeah. I try to eat healthy, but then I'm shopping for myself. So, like, I'm going there and I'm seeing those frosted cookies and I'm like, gotta get two of those.
Man. Yeah. Anything with peanut butter is my fave. You're a big peanut butter fan?
Yeah. Well, huge peanut butter.
Yeah. So the rookies had to go to the store over the weekend to get some food for the guys. Yeah. I bought peanut butter cookies for myself. And I was eating those. Yeah. Mm.
That'll help you put some weight on.
It will.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the other injustices that rookies have to put up with?
Gitch. We're having to watch Gitch right now, and that is just awful. Yeah.
What's that?
The undergear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we did. We unfortunately lost our equipment manager a few weeks ago. So we're dealing with that right now. And in the meantime, before we get a new one. So,
You guys had a good one too.
Both Seth last year and Keenan this year. We were sad to lose him, but we got Brady. So he's
Yeah, I'm honorary EQ right now. I've been buzzing.
Him and Gavin Burke, you'll probably have him on soon. Have been big help. So
yeah. So you guys have to wash the gear. No?
Yeah.
That's part of your job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's brutal.
So you're like stand-in equipment manager?
Well, I mean, like the washer and dryer are probably like as old as my grandparents. So, like, it takes so long for them to dry. You got to like do two dry loads. And I'm like, come on. Like, I want to get home. I'm hungry. Like, you know, there's hockey
sugar
on.
Cookies waiting for me.
Yeah. Peanut butter.
Well, my roommate doesn't cook. So when I go home, I'm having to cook. So I'm doing Gitch and then I'm going home and I'm cooking this kid meals. Like, it's awful.
Sounds like you're somebody's mom.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Sounds like you're a mom.
Doing the cooking, you're doing the laundry, taking
and the cleaning.
Care of
yeah, I do the cleaning. Yeah.
Your roommate doesn't clean either.
He's like, he just turned 17. So, like, he's still like leaving his clothes in the living room. And I'm like, dude, like, come on. Like, last night I made corn for him. He went to the fridge, took a stick of butter out, used the stick of butter on his corn, which is fine. I'm like, okay. Left in the living room. I woke up this morning. And I'm like, buddy, like, what are you doing? Like, wow. Got to throw
there's butter in the living room? Yeah.
On the floor. I'm like,
no.
What are you doing? I'm like,
oh, no.
He's like, leave me alone. I'm tired. I'm like, you know what? You're cleaning now. Like, yeah.
There you go. Do you want to call him out? What's this kid's name?
Gavin Gleghorn. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who leaves butter on the floor?
We'll have him on the show. We'll get to the bottom of this butter business.
Butter business. Jeez.
These are the stories we crave.
If his mother hears this, she's going to be like, what is wrong with you?
We don't want to hear about your hat trick. We want to hear about butter on the floor.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I was going to say we got similar dynamics at our house too. It's cuz it's similar to an apartment cuz we have a billet house, but our billet dad, I don't know if he's a diehard fan, Dickie Roberts, so he lives with his mom, so we actually have the house to live in. It's a pretty nice setup, but that means we have to take really good care of it. And you know, we're getting on each other and about chores and stuff like that, so there's similar I'd say stories to what Brady just said.
There's a couple arguments with Damon and Hutch in the locker room about Hutch just never doing dishes, so we get to hear about that.
Listen, I've been told not to put Hutch on blast too much from Hutch, because he's been getting ripped a lot lately for not doing chores, but rightfully so. He the past 2 days, I will give him credit. You know, he stepped up his game last night. He was vacuuming and then wiping down the dishes. So yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. I'm hoping it's a permanent thing, but The real hero in the house is Aslan. He's great at taking care of the house. So
he seems like he's got it together.
Yeah,
he's
Aslan. Aslan's the best.
He's
yeah.
a great kid.
Yeah, he's the man. Yeah.
Just having a person in my life who is around the age of you guys, it's everything you're saying is so relatable.
Brayden, tell us about your favorite memory on the ice.
Well, I mean, right now it's got to be my first NA game. I scored. Got an assist on Etsy's goal. Skrillex says it didn't touch me. I promise you that puck touched me. I promise you that puck touched me. And then, like, I kind of got into a little fight at the end. So, like, that was pretty sick. That was, like, that's probably my best memory. Like, that was so fun. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And that was, like, the crowd was going crazy. Like, I was just pumped, and all my teammates were, like, all my best friends back home were there and everything. So, like, they were all watching it. Like, it was just a great experience. Yeah. And then we got yelled at in the locker room after. But, like...
I mean, that's par for the course, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the full NA experience right there.
100%.
And Damon, same question.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'd have a lot from, like, when I was younger. But definitely last year, I think when we swept... It's kind of funny we're playing Rochester. But when we swept Rochester before Christmas last year, and then my family, you know, not too far away, just came and visited, and we had a skate with the fans. I thought that was pretty nice, just because it always feels good to win, but then winning and then going for, like, I think it was a week Christmas break, it was awesome. So, yeah, I have that memory just because I was with my roommates and my family, and it was good to connect with the fans too. So, yeah, I'd say the skate with the fans after the Rochester sweep right before Christmas.
Brayden, what's the best chirp you've ever heard?
Oh, sometimes oh, can't repeat
you can.
Them, yeah.
I can censor it. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. It's in the moment. Like, when you're in the moment, we were playing Elmira this weekend, and I was, like, screaming at their bench the entire time. And I don't remember what I was saying, but, like, it was not PG at all. It was, like, it was bad. It was really bad.
Do you ever get chirped and then just go, yeah, that was a good one, actually?
Or yeah, but like I don't laugh. Let them have that.
You can appreciate it internally.
Like every time I start getting chirped, I'll just be like, "You want to fight? Like right now? Like, let's go."
Just auto shed.
Yeah, gloves. I'll be like, "Let's go," and then they're like, "Yeah, I'm not fighting you." And I'm like, "That's what I thought." And I like skate back to the bench, and Skull's like, "Why aren't you fighting?" I'm like, "I've asked like their entire bench."
Like, nobody wants to play with me.
Right now, I'm working on the coaching staff.
Even the equipment manager said no.
Yeah,
We were playing Philly this year, and I was getting chirped by their coach because, like, I tried going after their bench. I was, like, I was really, like, fired up, and Skrillex was, like, telling me to go fight. I was, like, you don't have to tell me, Skrillex. Like, I want to fight right now. And I, like, went after their bench, and I was getting chirped by their coach. And good thing, like, we scored. Like, we ended up winning that game. Both of them, we swept that weekend, so that was, like, fun. But, yeah, you know, there's a lot of chirps that get thrown around that's, like, wow.
Yeah. So, Brayden, you've scored goals. You've won fights. What's better?
Fight.
For somebody who didn't grow up fighting, you really like it.
Yeah, it's my passion now. Like, I love it. I love it. No, it's fun.
I live for it.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, like, scoring goals is good and all, but like, I'm not a goal scorer. So like, when I fight and like the bench, like, I really like, I get the energy going. Like, when the bench gets going, and then, like, you know, it's. It's good to see the boys get rowdy after, like, a fight. Like, that's the best part about it, yeah.
Damon, do you feel like this is a tougher, more physical team than last year?
Yeah, I'd definitely say we have more, like, tough guys, if that makes sense. Like, I mean, kind of some designated guys. We had some tough guys last year, but we also had a lot of guys from, like, the BCHL who came in and weren't as physical. But we definitely had a physical team last year. I think that this year might be a little bit more physical. You know, we have Brady's probably like our most physical like hitter consistently on the forecheck, and we got Henry Butte, who number nine. He's a pretty physical player. We got some physical D. Cole Estes coming back into the lineup. He was just injured. He's always physical. So yeah, we definitely have a lot of physical guys. Obviously Hutch Rose. We'll see. He might have a big fight coming up this weekend. We'll see.
Oh, you're scheduling the fights now?
Planning them now?
There's a pretty big tough guy in Rochester, so we might have that happen. We'll see, but yeah. So,
Damon, are you a chirper?
A little bit, not too much. What you saying? No.
No, Hutch is like the most sportsmanship player like I've ever played with. Like he's I've never heard Damon chirp, like ever. Like he's always like, let's go, boys. Like, let's go, let's go. Like,
I don't chirp on the bench, but when I'm on the ice, I chirp. So.
Yeah. Do you have any go-tos?
No go-tos. Yeah. It's a lot of just, like, situational stuff. Yeah. Maybe just, like, make fun of their appearance or something like that. You just got to find something, like, or just say they're bad at hockey. It's
just, you know what? You're really bad at this game. You should go do something else. That would be my chirp.
So. You should try bowling.
You have other skills.
Maybe that's more your
speed. Get out of here.
I've never played the game. I've said this before. What I love most about it is it can be beautiful and it can be brutal all at the same time. I love the speed and the physicality of it. I'm curious what you guys love about this sport. Braden, we'll start with you.
Probably the relationships you build over the years. Like, I got guys that I played with back when I was, like, 10 that I still talk to, like, weekly. And I got a buddy that I played with the last 3 years. I'm on the phone with Knightley that we're talking. He plays for Minnesota Mallards, and, like, we're talking about our experiences. Like, the relationships are probably the best thing about hockey. Like, they're pretty special, yeah.
Damon, what do you love about this game?
Yeah, I mean, he hit the nail on the head. The relationships are huge. You know, I've had so many, like, really close friends throughout the years, and every year it's just, like, that list just keeps getting bigger, and guys that you continue to text and call throughout the weeks that are either in college or playing on different teams, and it's cool. I mean, I'm lucky to have, like, such a good setup this year with two guys that are great guys in my billet this year. Last year I had a pretty much a revolving door in my billet. Last year I had like 7 or 8 different roommates, so either getting traded or cut or whatnot. So yeah, it's nice to have some stability this year with guys that are probably here for the whole year. So
yeah,
definitely the relationships, and then just love scoring goals. You know, that's the best feeling in the world. So yeah.
Couple more before we get to our three random questions to close it out. Braden, if you could change one rule about hockey, what would it be?
Instead of 15 minutes after you fight, it's only 5.
All right.
It's like, I'll fight and I'll be in the box for like the entire period, and it's like brutal. But it's like probably 5 minutes for fighting instead of the 15 that you get.
Yeah.
It's about it.
All right. Damon?
The Null definitely has a few interesting ones that are like different from if you were playing in the NHL. I'd say maybe I hate getting kicked out of the faceoff circle if like the wingers collapse in, so like your line mates, I hate that, but that's just me as a center. I'd say like maybe delayed icing. Sometimes icings are a little questionable, and the refs make judgment calls that I hate, because I like to, if you beat out a whistle, you know, I think it's to the top of the circle or the dot in the Null. But if it's a little different, I think you might make some more exciting plays down at that end of the ice. So yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate what you say about the face-offs, and that's why I also appreciate Sarah's significant other, Nick Gordon, who's a linesman, and Nick doesn't mess around. He skates up to the face-off circle, he just drops the puck and gets out of the way.
Chucks that puck.
He's not talking to you guys, he's just...
Play the game.
Letting you guys play the game. Yeah. And I'm like, even before I knew it was Nick, I'm like, oh, that's how you do it right there. That's how you... Nobody wants to see you have a conversation with the official before a face-off.
You know what he says. He says that's the linesman making the game about them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't like it.
Yeah. I want to run this by you guys, because if I could change one rule about hockey, it would be this. And this isn't my idea. It actually came from Bruins legend Derek Sanderson. And he said, a power play isn't really a power play because you change the rules to benefit the team that is shorthanded because they get to ice the puck. Right? What if there was no... What if you didn't get to ice the puck when you were shorthanded? That would significantly change power plays, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
But I think, I think it's so overpowered for a power play anyways, especially a good power play, that I get what you're saying. And that's like there's certain rules in youth hockey where you're not allowed to ice it.
Okay.
But there's a certain debate about that. Yeah, I don't know. There's definitely like an advantage already for a power play, so I think that icing, it kind of helps the penalty kill, but... Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You're missing a person.
Yeah, but I mean, not by chance.
Yeah, I guess it
you
is committed their own
a
fault.
Penalty. You got to sit in the box.
You got to pay for
and
it.
And now the rules are altered to benefit the team that just committed the penalty.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm just saying, I'm going on record.
All right.
I don't like
it. Mark doesn't like it.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Time for three random questions. These questions have nothing to do with hockey. We're just trying to get to know you a little better as members of our community. And we'll start with Damon. Damon, tell us about your favorite childhood toy.
Mm. Oh, favorite childhood toy. I gotta think about this one. I wasn't like a super big, like, I guess, like action figure guy, but I mean, I definitely maybe just like my stuffed animal. It was like a jaguar. Kind of funny that now that I'm talking about it, but yeah, probably just like my stuffed animal. I don't know if I really had a favorite toy. Probably just like my mini sticks too. Playing mini hockey was a big thing growing up. So I'd say that. Yeah.
What was the jaguar's name?
It was legit just jaguar. I don't even think I named it.
It's very creative.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. It's very creative.
It's generic.
Interchangeable.
Braden, favorite childhood toy.
Oh, I had like this pretty big yellow dump truck that I'd push around probably till I was like six. Like I was kind of like weird with that, but like I'd always play with this dump truck, and like my driveway has like this big hill, and I was like little enough to sit in the dump truck, and I'd like roll down the hill.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, my parents didn't like it because I wouldn't look for cars. I would just like go. So probably that, or I had like these little toy cars that I'd always play with. So dump truck or the toy cars, yeah.
Or rolling down your driveway and...
Yeah, no, I've probably got like 5 or 6 concussions from that dump truck. Like rolling down that driveway, no helmet, just like booking it down there, hit a bump. Oh, hit in the head, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Sarah, you're up.
All right. Maine is a great state for being outside. You'll go first, Braden. What is your favorite outdoor activity?
Probably rollerblading, especially in the fall when the weather's not like too hot, but it's not too cold. It's like perfect. I love rollerblading. Playing my neighborhood will get together and we'll play like a big rollerblade games in the middle of the street and stuff like that. So yeah,
fun.
Probably rollerblading.
Yeah. How about you, Damon?
That's a great answer. I like that one. I'd say especially in the summer, you know, when it's warm out. I love playing golf, but I also have recently got into the past 2 summers playing tennis and pickleball. So yeah, I'm a big tennis guy now. Me and my roommate Aslan actually like last week we went played pickleball. So even the weather's getting a little colder, we're trying to get out before it gets officially too cold.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love both of those things. So
I think Lewiston has indoor pickleball what do you call it?
Courts?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you so can keep playing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
is it at the Armory?
At the Lewiston Armory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Go check that out. You can play year-round. All righty. Damon, let's talk music. Give us a couple of songs that get you pumped up before the game.
Ooh, songs. That's really putting me on the spot. I'm terrible with song names.
If you don't know the name, just sing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, please, Damon, sing it.
Yeah. I'd say like I'm more of like a song guy than anything. Like I don't really have like a favorite artist, so I should know like the names of it. Like I just have one massive playlist with any song I've ever liked. So recently I got into a kick in the summer and I'm back to it. A lot of like, I don't know if you know Sam Barber, but he's a country artist. I'd say Tear Me Apart by Sam Barber or Million Eyes has been 2 songs that I've been listening to a lot. I know Frank's a big country guy too, but yeah, a little country recently, but yeah, I'm a big any genre. Just if the song's good, I like it, and that's what I add to my playlist. So it doesn't matter the genre. But
as the captain, do you get to decide what music is played in the locker room?
No, I don't control the aux in the locker room. No, we usually have either Ryan Santiago or Luke Gallo has been on it, but anyone that wants to get on it can get on it. Just you got to make a good impression, and if you're not playing good music, then you'll get kicked off.
But. Yeah,
probably don't get another shot.
No,
that's right.
No. Yeah. No, you were terrible. We want someone else.
All right, Braden, what music gets you pumped up?
Well, like, before games, like, a lot of people listen to rap, but I'm just, like, straight country. Like, I just put country on before the games, and it gets me, like, oddly fired up. Like, I'll be ready to fight, go, you know, tuck a couple goals. Like, yeah, but country really gets me going, yeah. Yeah.
Any particular songs or artists?
Treaty Oak, they've come out. They're, like, kind of like a rock country. Luke Combs, he gets me. Literally any country song that I, like, right. Kind of like want to fight to, like, yeah. The boys have been calling me Big Country lately, so, like, they've been chirping me because I'll come into the locker room wearing, like, cowboy boots, a Carhartt jacket, jeans, and they chirp me, but.
You don't care.
No, I don't care. It's,
yeah, that's who you are.
Don't care, yeah.
And you just ask them if they want to fight, and they say no.
Yeah, but it's then so polite, like, yeah, of you to be like, do you want to fight? Do you not want to fight? I'm ready. Let's go. You just picture you skating up and down the bench. You? No?
That's basically how it goes. Yeah, that's basically how it goes. Yeah. I asked the goalie on, who did he play? New Hampshire. He, like, hit Aslan. Like, he smoked Aslan. And then I, like, went on the ice, and I was, like, in front of the net. I was, like, asking the goalie if he wanted to fight. And then, like, someone else came in, and I was, like, you want to fight too? But, no.
You'll take on all comers,
I'll take
right?
anybody.
You're not allowed to fight anybody. The goalie.
Just stand at center ice and drop them and see what happens.
Take arms up.
Yeah.
Like it. Boy, oh boy.
All right, guys. Before we let you go, tell us why hockey fans in Lewiston, Auburn should be at Norway Savings Bank Arena this Friday and Saturday to see you take on Rochester.
Yeah, I think we're rolling right now. So that's probably the biggest reason. You know, we got some new additions to the team. You know, we're 3 in our last 3, and I think that we're finally getting to a spot where we're playing consistent hockey, and hopefully we continue that this weekend. So if you want entertainment, you know, there might be a few fights, but we're also gonna bring a fast paced game, and we're gonna get 4 points. So if you want to see us come win at Norway Savings Bank this Friday, Saturday, then. Come support the boys. We love having the fans come out. So,
Braden.
Well, I mean, I'm looking for a fight, so there's some entertainment there. Hotch is gonna probably fight. I mean, Buter will probably fight. Basically, if you want to see a fight, come out this weekend. And if you want to see us, like, absolutely smoke Rochester, because, like, yeah, we better win.
Yeah,
yeah. It's my first time playing them, so I'm pretty pumped.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Good stuff, Captain. Big Country. It's been a lot of fun. Hope you guys had some fun as well. And best of luck this weekend against the stinking Rochester Junior Americans. And remember, folks, a special 4 p.m. face-off on Friday for some reason.
Yeah.
And then 7 p.m.
Doesn't matter.
On
show
Saturday.
Up.
Yeah. Just show up.
Doesn't
Just
matter.
Show up. 7 p.m. on Saturday. Thanks to the both of you for joining us this morning. And
yeah,
best of luck this
thanks
weekend.
Thanks for having us on. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DuBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email. Also a great hockey fan, Pam is as well. She
That's
goes
right.
to a lot of Nords games.
Yeah.
You can reach her at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Roll Nords.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say, I have bitten my cat.